I want to recognize Mr. Van Coller to proceed with the evidence. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Mr. Chairman and your committee, and Mr. Carso. Mr. Chairman, just by way of housekeeping, I hear a din, a very high-pitched sound running constantly. I'm happy to proceed, notwithstanding that sound, as long as there's the assurance from those in the know that it does not interfere with the recording equipment and the like.
Yeah, I think this is the bell that sometimes signifies sitting in this building. We are aware that there are other activities in the house, the children's parliament, ad hoc committee on Uganda, they are all supposed to be sitting today. So we will just request if ever the sound and vision personnel, just to ensure that it doesn't affect our colleagues. Honorable
Gillian. Are you sure it's not a fire alarm?
I'm used to this sound. We may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Carso, we spent much of the last part of the session of yesterday afternoon dealing with charge 6 in relation to, I think it was, the Honourable Shivambu. And if I might ask you to please turn to page 3 of Bundle C. Bundle C is that bundle that contains the notices of the hearing in respect of all of the affected Honourable Members. Thank you. And this is the charge that deals with creating or taking part in a disturbance within the precincts of Parliament. And while the House was meeting, and it goes on to say, conducting yourself in a grossly disorderly manner, thereby interfering with or disrupting the proceedings of the House, forcing the Speaker to suspend proceedings temporarily and ultimately to adjourn the sitting for the day. Mr. Carso, you will recall that there are a number of Honourable Members who face that charge, and we dealt yesterday largely with the first group of members that faced that charge, being the Honourable Shivambu, the Honourable Ramakatsa, the Honourable Litchfield Shabalala, the Honourable Gardi, the Honourable Malema, and the Honourable Ndlozi. Do you confirm that?
Yes, I do, Mr. Chairman.
Then there are other members, Honourable Members, who also face that self-same charge, and in their notices, that charge is numbered differently, but it is the self-same charge. And those Honourable Members include the Honourable Lowe, the Honourable Mashabela, the Honourable Matiasi, the Honourable Maxson, the Honourable Munsami, and the Honourable Nkutama. I will shortly take you, Mr. Carso, to their notices so that we can satisfy the committee that indeed they also face a charge dealing with creating or taking part in a disturbance. But before I do that, in relation to the sitting of 21 August, and in particular the charge of creating or participating in a disturbance, the House, or the sitting of the House, was suspended first for a short time and then for a longer time. And then ultimately it was adjourned. The sitting of the House was suspended, as we saw on the footage yesterday. There was an indication from the Speaker that the House would be suspended for some 3 minutes, and it ended up, as you said, being a bit longer. Why at that point was the House, the sitting of the House suspended?
Chairman, the minutes of the House on that day reflect. Just want to get to the page 39. Business was suspended at 14:58 due to grave disorder, and that would have been in terms of Rule 56, which provides that in the event of grave disorder at a meeting, the presiding officer may adjourn the meeting or may suspend the proceedings for a period to be stated by him or her. So the suspension at 14:58 was due to that, as stated in the minutes, Mr. Chairman.
And you recall from watching the video at that point that the Speaker had indicated that the House was being suspended following the grave disorder and also for a specific practical reason. What was that?
This was after the Speaker had asked certain members of the EFF to leave the House. The members did not leave, and the Speaker then suspended proceedings of the House. As I said, as the minutes indicate, due to grave disorder in terms of Rule 56.
Following that brief suspension, there was a further suspension of the House.
That is correct, Mr. Chairman.
What was the purpose of that further suspension?
Mr. Chairman, I just need to get to the answer, because I don't wish to paraphrase what the Speaker said. The Speaker, this would be page 36, the Speaker said, "Honourable members, please take your seats. Our security is requesting us to cooperate with them in this respect. They are asking us to vacate the House in order for them to deal with this issue to assist us. We will then ring the bells again and come back to the House and proceed with our program." Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. And then ultimately, the House was adjourned. Can you recall at what time that was?
The House was adjourned, Mr. Chairman, ultimately at 17 minutes past 4 in the afternoon.
Thank you. I would now like to move on, Mr. Castle, to a further group of honourable members. There are also 6 of them, and their notices to attend the proceedings of this committee are to be found at Bundle C, starting with a notice for Mr. Lowe, or my apologies, Ms. Lowe, at page 27, and ending with the notice for Mr. Nkutama at page 44. Bundle C, pages 27 to 44. relation to Ms. Lowe, the charge dealing with creating or taking part in a disturbance is numbered charge 1. Do you see that?
Yes, I do, Mr. Chair.
I'm going to ask you, in respect only of Ms. Lowe, to read all of charge 1 in relation to Ms. Lowe into the record, in relation to the balance of the 6 honourable members in this group who face a similar charge. I'm simply going to ask you to confirm that the text of that charge is the same as charge 1 for Ms. Lowe.
Charge 1 reads as follows. It is alleged that you are guilty of conduct constituting contempt of Parliament in terms of Section 13A of the Powers, Privileges and Immunities of Parliament and Provincial Legislatures Act No. 4 of 2004. The Act, in that as a member of Parliament and during questions to the President in the National Assembly on 21 August 2014, you contravened Section 7E of the Act by creating or taking part in a disturbance within the precincts of Parliament or in the National Assembly, the House was meeting, by inter alia shouting and or banging on tables and or refusing to obey the Speaker's instructions and or generally conducting yourself in a grossly disorderly manner, thereby interfering with or disrupting the proceedings of the House, forcing the Speaker to suspend proceedings temporarily and ultimately to adjourn the sitting for the day.
Thank you, Mr. Carter. If I could ask you please to turn to the notice in respect of Ms. Mashabela, that is at page 30 of Bundle C. Page 30 of Bundle C.
I am there, Mr. Chairman.
And you'll see there charge 1 in respect of Ms. Mashabela. If you can just read that charge.
Charge 1.
You don't have to read it into the record. Just read it for yourself, and then I'll ask you a series of questions thereafter. Have you had an opportunity to read it?
I've read it, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Will you please just confirm that charge 1 in relation to the Honourable Mashabela, insofar as it relates, amongst others, to creating or taking part in a disturbance, is the self-same charge faced by the Honourable Lowe?
It is, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Carter. If I can then ask you please to turn to page 33, staying with Bundle C, the notices for the hearing. Page 33. This is the notice in respect of the Honourable Matiasi. Will you please just confirm that?
I can confirm that, Mr. Chairman.
Please just for yourself read charge 1 as it appears there on the bottom of page 33 and at the top of page 34.
I've read it, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Carter. Will you please just confirm that charge is also the self-same charge relating, amongst others, to creating or participating or taking part in, rather, a disturbance?
I can confirm that, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Carter. If I can then ask you please to turn to page 36, staying in Bundle C, page 36. This is the notice in respect of the Honourable Maxim. If I can ask you please just to read charge 1.
I've read it, Mr. Chairman.
Will you confirm that charge 1 in relation to the Honourable Maxon also relates, amongst others, to creating or taking part in a disturbance while the House was meeting?
Yes, I can confirm that, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Khosa. If I may then ask you please to turn to page 39 of the self-same bundle, bundle C. This is the notice in respect of the Honourable Moonsamy.
I am there, Mr. Chairman.
Will you please just read, cast your eye over charge 1. Thank you, Mr. Khosa. Will you please just confirm that that charge 1 in relation to the Honourable Moonsamy is the self-same charge as it appears in relation to Ms. the Honourable Lowe, the Honourable Mashabela, the Honourable Matiasi and Maxson, and relates amongst others to creating or taking part in a disturbance while the House was meeting?
I can confirm, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Khosa. And then lastly for this part, will you please turn to page 42, staying with bundle C, page 42. This appears to be the notice in relation to the Honourable Ntama.
I'm there, Mr. Chairman.
Will you please just read for yourself charge 1 at the bottom of 42? And across the page at the top of 43.
All right, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Khosa. Will you please just confirm that that charge 1 in relation to the Honourable Nkutama is the same charge as the other named members so far, insofar as it relates to the creating or taking part in a disturbance while the House was meeting?
I can confirm, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Khosa. Mr. Chairman, insofar as both the video footage and the documentary evidence, I will lead the witness through this part of the evidence in relation to the named honourable members being the Honourable Lowe, the Honourable Mashabela, the Honourable Matiase, the Honourable Maxson, the Honourable Moonsamy, and the Honourable Nkutama. I will lead the evidence in relation to them as a group. Obviously, to the extent necessary, Mr. Khosa will, in his evidence, make the individual identification of those honourable members, whom it is alleged participated in this activity. It's probably correct that we begin again just with reference very briefly to the section of the Act relevant to this particular charge. We found at section 13, in particular section 13A and 7E.
Yes, I'm there, Mr. Chairman.
Will you please read sections 13A and 7E into the record?
Section 13 of the Act reads as follows. Conduct constituting contempt. A member is guilty of contempt of Parliament if the member contravenes section 7, 8, 10, 19, 21, subsection 1, or section 26. And section 7E of the Act reads as follows, prohibited acts in respect of Parliament and members. A person may not, while Parliament or a House or committee is meeting, create or take part in any disturbance within the precincts.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Khosa. I'd like to ask Mr. Jerome Adonis, who is assisting with the playing of relevant parts of the video footage, to play that part of the video footage on CD1, and it is clip A at 56 minutes and 50 seconds up to and including 57 minutes and 23 seconds, please. Thank you, Mr. Adonis. Mr. Kaso, yesterday you already identified for the committee the Honourable Shivambu, the Honourable Ramakatsa, the Honourable Litchfield, Shabalala, the Honourable Gardi, the Honourable Malema, and the Honourable Ndlozi as being Honourable members participating in the activity recorded there on the video footage. I'd like you now to identify the other members who also face the charge insofar as it relates to creating or taking part in a disturbance.
Mr. Chairman, I will identify the members who are either standing or using their hands, banging the desk. That would be Honorable Maxim, and you had Honorable Matthias next to Honorable Maxim, and you have Honorable Sami. You have Honorable Ramakasa, then you have Honorable Monsami, and you have Honorable Lowe's at that side. You have Honorable Matiase, you have Honorable Lowe, and you have Honorable Mashabela that side. And at some point I thought I saw Honorable Twitter using his hand, banging the desk while the thing was playing. Yes, Chair, I'm just basing it on what I see now on the screen. These are the honorable members that I'm identifying.
Thank you, Mr. Carson. I'm going to ask Mr. Adonis to play the clip again, the self-same clip. My apologies. If you can start at 56 minutes this time, if you can start at 56 minutes 30 seconds up to and including 57 minutes 23 seconds.
About this meeting to take
are raising a foot.
Mr. Adonis. Mr. Castle, you indicated earlier on that you thought you saw the Honourable Nkutama as being part of a group of members of the House participating in this activity. Having viewed the clip again now, were you able to see the Honourable Nkutama there?
I saw the Honourable Nkutama, Mr. Chair, banging the, according to the clip, going like this with his head. Thank you.
I know that I asked you this question yesterday in relation to the first group of six MPs, being Mr. Shivambu, the Honourable Shivambu, Ramakatsa, Litchfield Chabalala, the Honourable Gardi, the Honourable Malema, and the Honourable Ndlozi. However, we need to be sure that the same activity, or rather that we need to get your evidence in relation also to the second group, being the Honourable Lowe, Mashabela, Matiase, Maxon, Munsami, and Nkutama. If it appears to be a bit repetitious relative to yesterday, I apologise for that, Mr. Kasa, but I'm going to have to ask you again in relation to the second group now, just to describe what activity they are engaged in there.
Mr. Chairman, some of the members are on their feet and standing, and some members, I think I saw one member standing and banging the, I think that was Honorable Matiase, using his head also, and the other member is banging the desk with his head, and other members, it appears on the video clip, they are attempting or are addressing the chairperson, or when the chair is attempting to address them and the House at the same time. And of course, our members are just standing, they are on their feet.
This conduct has been referred to as disorder, grave disorder, grossly disorderly. I'd like your comment on that and why you think it falls into that category.
Honourable Chair, my understanding has to have a rational basis. And the logic of the situation is that the Speaker has ordered members to leave. And the rule that empowers the Speaker to order members to leave is Rule 51. Rule 51 provides for various circumstances. Deliberate contravention of the rules, or provision of the rules, a member being in contempt of the chair or disregarding the authority of the chair, or that a member's conduct is grossly disorderly. And the rule says the speaker may order the member to withdraw immediately from the chamber. It is my understanding that at that point, speaker would have made that determination that it is the conduct that was manifesting in the House fitted the description in Rule 51. This is in the context of Speaker having dealt with some points of order earlier. One point of order had been raised by the Honourable Shivambu, referring to the other member. And the other point of order had been raised by the Honourable Ramakatsa. Speaker acknowledged the point of order and then ruled that it was not a point of order. Then there was an attempt to make an intervention. My recollection served me well, by the Honorable Lishwil Chabalala. The speaker did not acknowledge that point of order because my understanding is that she did not, her determination was that it did not qualify as a point of order. And then the Honorable Gardi. And remember that speaker, after having listened to the two previous points of order, had made a determination that was what the members were raising was not a point of order. And then you had Mr. Lucy also raising a point of order, and speaker having ruled that the previous members, the points they were trying to raise were not points of order. My understanding is that she would have made a determination that the members would have been rising on the same issue. And now you have members, after speaker has asked members to be seated on several occasions, so that she may proceed with the business. And at this point, you have other members, after those appeals by the speaker, on their feet. Honorable Chair and the committee, the rule that we read yesterday, that when the speaker rises, which I have explained that it has been applied in context, in instances where the speaker addresses the House, that every member speaking shall resume his or her seat, the presiding officer shall be heard without interruption, and that a member may rise when recognized by the chair. And therefore, my understanding, Mr. Chair, is that the determination of the speaker would have been that the conduct that was unfolding in the House fitted the description in Rule 51.
I'd just like your comment on this. We have played some of the video footage here in somewhat staccato fashion. I've asked Mr. Donis to play this bit and then jump back to another bit and go then forward to yet another bit. And I have given references to time. But this conduct captured also on the Hansard, or in the Hansard, starting with the attempt by the speaker to recognize the Honorable Olabisa as being the person who's going to ask the next supplementary question after the Honorable Malema. Starting from there, right up until the point where the speaker instructs certain honorable members to leave the House, does that play itself out over hours, or does that play itself out over a matter of minutes?
Up to this point?
Yes.
You would have been, Mr. Chair, of course I did not count the actual time, seconds or minutes, certainly not hours.
Thank you, Mr. Castle. Mr. Chairman and your committee, by the time we come to making submissions, and I raise it now only by way of flagging it, the period of time we are talking about is in minutes. Things develop quite quickly and it builds up into a crescendo. I don't at this time want to use a pejorative term when it comes to making the submissions. That might well change. I could just have a few moments. I will not leave the House. I just need to gather my thoughts on which of the charges to return to next, because there were some that I skipped yesterday. Mr. Carso, or before I refer to Mr. Carso, Mr. Chairman of your committee, I'd now like to turn to a charge that involves all of the honourable members of the EFF who face charges. Later on, I will then return to the remaining charges, and they could probably be grouped into three that involves combinations of various honourable members on the day who face charges before your committee. But to move things along more quickly, I'd like now to go to a charge that involves all of the honourable members. In respect of the Honourable Shivambu, that charge is referred to as Charge 7. And if I can refer you here again, Mr. Tasso, to Bundle C, the notices for the honourable members to attend the proceedings of this committee are at Bundle C. And starting with the Honourable Shivambu, Charge 7 appears at page 3 of Bundle C.
I am there, Mr. Chairman.
Will you please read Charge 7 into the record?
Charge 7, Mr. Chairman, reads as follows. It is alleged that you are guilty of conduct constituting contempt of Parliament in terms of Section 13A of the Act, in that as a member of Parliament on 21 August 2014, you contravened Section 7A of the Act by improperly interfering with or impeding the exercise or performance by the House of its authority or functions by remaining in the chamber after the sitting of the House had been temporarily suspended by the Speaker, so that you could leave or alternately be removed from the chamber in order for the House to continue with its business for that day. Your refusal to leave the chamber resulted in the House being adjourned for the day.
Thank you, Mr. Carso. What I'd like you to do is then to refer to the notice in respect of Mr. Ramakatsa. That notice appears at page 6 of the same bundle C. Page 6 through page 9. Still the same bundle C. The Honourable Mr. Ramakatsa's notice, pages 6 through to page 9. And on page 8 of Mr. Ramakatsa's notice, you will see there charge 7.
I'm there, Mr. Chair.
Read that to yourself and confirm, once you have done so, that it is the same as the charge 7 in respect of the Honourable Shivambu.
It is the same, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Then, still in the bundle C, being the notices for the hearing as received by the honourable members, and now at page 11, this is the notice for the Honourable Litchfield Shabalala. Will you please confirm that?
Confirm, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. And this notice in respect of the Honourable Litchfield Shabalala has at charge 6 whereas the other two notices, the self-same charge was charge 7. Will you please read charge 6 in relation to the Honourable Litchfield Shabalala into the record?
Charge 6 reads as follows. It is alleged that you are guilty of conduct constituting contempt of Parliament in terms of Section 13A of the Act, in that as a member of Parliament on 21 August, you contravened Section 7A of the Act by improperly interfering with or impeding the exercise or performance by the House of his authority or functions by remaining in the chamber after the sitting of the House had been temporarily suspended by the Speaker, so that you could leave, alternatively be removed from the chamber, in order for the House to continue with its business for that day. Your refusal to leave the chamber resulted in the House being adjourned for the day.
Thank you, Mr. Kasa. Will you please confirm that that charge, numbered 6 in relation to the Honourable Litchfield Chabalala, and relating to, amongst other things, remaining in the chamber, is the self-same charge which is numbered 7 in relation to the Honourable Shivambu and Ramakatsa?
I can confirm, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. I think we'll move through the others rather briefly or quickly. The Honourable Mr. Gardy's notice is at pages 15 through 18 of Bundle C. And in particular, I'd like you to go to page 16 right at the bottom and page 15 right at the top. My apologies, 17 right at the top. Looking at that charge 5, will you confirm that that charge is the same as the... Sorry, there was a question?
No, there's no question.
My apologies.
No questions. I asked for attention of the chair. You may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That charge there, numbered charge 5, will you please confirm that it also deals with remaining in the chamber after the sitting had been temporarily suspended?
I can confirm that, Mr. Chairman.
And that is in relation to the Honourable Gardy?
That is correct, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Staying with Bundle C, being the notices of the hearing, staying with Bundle C and now moving to page 19, you will see there a notice relating to the Honourable Ndlozi. And that notice starts at page 19 and it runs through to page 22.
I'm there, Mr. Chairman.
And the last of the charges in relation to the Honourable Ndlozi is at page 20, numbered charge 4.
Chairman.
Will you please confirm that that charge is the self-same charge insofar as remaining in the chamber after the sitting of the House had been temporarily suspended so that you could leave, alternatively be removed from the chamber in order for the House to continue with its business. Your refusal to leave the chamber resulted in the House being adjourned for the day. Will you please confirm that that is the self-same charge as faced by the other members we have already referred to?
It is the same charge, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Kaso. Still staying with Bundle C and moving ahead to page 23. This is the notice in relation to the Honourable Mr. Malema and it is at pages 23 through 26 of Bundle C. Do you see that?
I do, Mr. Chairman.
The charge, insofar as remaining in the chamber is concerned, is in the Honourable Malema's notice at charge 4. Will you please just read charge 4 to yourself and confirm that that is indeed the case?
I've read it, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Carso. And then we get to Ms. Lowe at page 27, still bundle C, Ms. Lowe.
I'm there, Mr. Chairman.
In relation to Ms. Lowe, the charge, insofar as it concerns remaining in the chamber after the House had been temporarily suspended so that you could leave, alternatively be removed from the chamber in order for the House to continue with its business for that day. Your refusal to leave resulted in the House being adjourned for the day. Insofar as that charge is concerned, that is charge two for Ms. Lowe, and it appears at page 28. Would you please confirm that?
I can confirm that, Mr. Chairman.
I'm going to ask you to, in the hope that this will speed things along, the notices for the group which we have referred to as Group B, and these honourable members are Mashabela, Patiase, Maxon, Munsami, and Nkutama. Those notices, we've now already dealt with Lowe, or the Honourable Lowe, those notices are still the same bundle C, and at pages 30 of bundle C, up to and including page 44. Page 30 of bundle C, up to and including page 44. And what I'd like you to do is just to read charge 2 in relation to those honourable members.
Okay. Is that from page 30, right?
Yes.
So I'll read charge 2.
Charge 2 in relation to the Honourable Mashabela you will find at page 31.
Okay. The charge reads as follows. It is alleged that you are guilty of conduct constituting contempt of Parliament in terms of Section 13A of the Act, in that as a Member of Parliament on 21 August 2014, you contravened Section 7A of the Act by improperly interfering with or impeding the exercise or performance by the House of its authority or functions by remaining in the chamber after the sitting of the House had been temporarily suspended by the Speaker, so that you could leave, alternatively be removed from the chamber, in order for the House to continue with its business for that day. Your refusal to leave the chamber resulted in the House being adjourned for the day.
Thank you, Mr. Carso. I'm going to ask you in relation to the balance of the members in this group, whose notices are to be found from page 31 onwards, and ending with page 44. In relation to the Honourable Matiasi, that is charge 2 at page 34, if you can just confirm that.
I can confirm it, Mr. Chairman.
In relation to the Honourable Maxon, charge 2 is at page 37, still bundle C, page 37, if you can confirm that.
I can confirm that, Mr. Chairman.
In relation to the Honourable Munsami, charge 2 is at page 40 of bundle C. Can you confirm that?
I can confirm that, Mr. Chairman.
And finally, on this part, in relation to the Honourable Nkwitama, charge 2 is at page 43, still of bundle C, page 43.
I can confirm that, Mr. Chairman.
And will you then also please confirm that the charges in relation to the honourable members that we've just named is that charge which concerns remaining in the chamber after the sitting of the House had been temporarily suspended?
I can confirm that, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Paso. Then, Mr. Chairman and the members of your committee, there is a further group who we might call Group C. This group is made up of 8 honourable members, and the names of these honourable members are the Honourable Joseph, the Honourable Kawula, the Honourable Machobeni, the Honourable Morapela, the Honourable Gweniso, I think it's Gweniso, yes, the Honourable Mtobagwana, and the Honourable Sonti. These honourable members face only one charge of contempt, and their notices, I'm still at bundle C, their notices are to be found starting at page 45 of bundle C and through to page 68 of bundle C. Page 45 of bundle C through to page 68 of bundle C.
And then, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Kasa, I'm going to ask you to read charge 1 in relation to Mr. Joseph. That charge is the same for all of the honourable members who I have just named as forming part of what might be called Group C, and there are 8 of them. If you can please read their charge 1 into the record.
Charge 1 reads as follows. It is alleged that you are guilty of conduct constituting contempt of Parliament in terms of Section 13A of the Powers, Privileges and Immunities of Parliament and Provincial Legislatures Act No. 4 of 2004, the Act, in that as a member of Parliament on 21 August 2014, you contravened Section 7A of the Act by improperly interfering with or impeding the exercise or performance by the National Assembly, the House, of its authority or functions by remaining in the chamber after the sitting of the House had been temporarily suspended by the Speaker, so that you could leave, alternatively be removed from the chamber in order for the House to continue with its business for that day. Your refusal to leave the chamber resulted in the House being adjourned for the day.
Thank you, Mr. Carso. I'd like you now, Mr. Carso, still staying with bundle C, this is and at page 48. Will you please confirm that bundle C, page 48, is a notice of hearing in relation to the Honourable Kawula MP?
I can confirm, Mr. Chairman.
Reading to yourself charge 1, will you please confirm that that charge, as was the case with the charge that you have just read out in relation to the Honourable Joseph, deals also with remaining in the House after the sitting of the House had been temporarily suspended?
I can confirm, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Please turn to page 51, Mr. Carso, still bundle C, page 51.
I am there, Mr. Chairman.
Will you confirm that this is the notice in relation to the Honourable Machobeni, dated 18 September 2014?
I can confirm, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Will you confirm by reading to yourself the text of charge 1 that that charge is the self-same charge as faced by the Honourable Joseph and relating to remaining in the chamber after the House had been temporarily suspended?
I can confirm, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Will you please turn to page 54, still bundle C, page 54.
I'm there, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Will you please confirm that this is the notice of hearing in relation to the Honourable Mbata, dated 18 September 2014?
I can confirm that, Mr. Chairman.
Please read to yourself charge 1 as it appears on the bottom third of page 54 and then the top three lines of page 55.
I've read it, Mr. Chairman.
Will you please confirm that that charge, insofar as it relates to remaining in the chamber after the sitting of the House had been temporarily suspended, is the self-same charge that you have read out in its full text in relation to the Honourable Joseph?
I can confirm, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Please turn to page 60, still bundle C, page 60.
I am there, Mr. Chairman.
Will you please confirm that this is a notice of hearing dated 18 September and in relation to the Honourable Mweniso?
I can confirm, Mr. Chairman.
Please read to yourself charge 1 as it appears at the bottom third of page 60 and the top three lines of page 61.
I'll write it, Mr. Chairman.
Will you please confirm that charge 1 as faced by the Honourable Mweniso is the self-same charge faced by the Honourable Joseph that you have read in its full length and as relating to remaining in the chamber after the sitting of the House had been temporarily suspended?
I can confirm that, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. And then, will you please turn to page 63, still bundle C, page 63.
I am there, Mr. Chairman.
Will you please confirm that this is a notice of hearing dated 18 September in relation to the Honourable Ntobongwana?
I can confirm that, Mr. Chairman.
Will you please read for yourself charge 1 as it appears on the bottom third of page 63 and continues over the page onto the top three lines of page 64.
All right, Mr. Chairman.
Will you please confirm that that charge numbered 1 in relation to the Honourable Ntobongwana is the self-same charge that you read out in its full text as it related to the Honourable Joseph and concerns remaining in the chamber after the sitting of the House had been temporarily suspended?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman and your committee, the witness has now dealt with the charge insofar as the charge of contempt, insofar as remaining in the House after the Speaker temporarily suspended the House is concerned. That charge relates to all of the Honourable Members concerned and who have been required or been charged to appear before your committee to answer allegations of contempt. At this point, I'm going to ask for Mr. Adonis to assist us yet again. Thank you, Mr. Adonis. If I can ask you please to play clip, my apologies, CD1, clip A, starting at 56 minutes, 50 seconds. I'll signal to you when I would like you to stop.
Looks like they need some latest antivirus.
We've seen this footage before. The speaker is heard saying, "Leave the house. I'm calling the security to assist us." Who is the speaker referring to when she says, "Leave the house"?
Mr. Chairman, I can only speak to my understanding of the situation. That speaker would have been, firstly, let me put it this way. Speaker can only ask members to leave the house on the basis of Rule 51. And it is my understanding that it was Speaker's determination at the time that the members, as I said earlier, were either on their feet or were involved in some activity at the time, which included banging their desks, or members who would have been speaking through the mic, or even not necessarily through the mic, and speaker attempting to manage the situation, or shall I say, managing the situation in the House. And my understanding, Mr. Chair, based on what the powers the Speaker has, and what the rules give the Speaker. Speaker would have been talking to the members who were involved in that activity at the time. That is my understanding, Mr. Chairman. And of course, it would appear in the video that Speaker was also facing in that direction of the honourable members who are standing at the moment.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Castle. Mr. Adonis, if we can continue playing the clip, please. Now I heard the Speaker saying the House is suspended for 3 minutes. The Hansard captures, and we spent some time on it yesterday, albeit briefly. The Hansard captures, I think it's the Honourable Shivambu. And at this point I'd like to refer to page 34, Bundle B, page 34. Starts at the bottom of page 33, my apologies. If you can just read that into the record, the last entry at page 33, it starts saying, the Speaker.
The Speaker, honourable members, I am calling security. I'm suspending the House for a few minutes for these honourable members to leave. The House is suspended for 3 minutes. Honourable Ndlozi, or Mr. M.G. Ndlozi, we want our money, date, and time. Mr. N.F. Shivambu, you won't remove us. We are not going anywhere.
We dealt with this in part yesterday, but there appears to be, if you could just confirm, confirmed two periods of suspension. The one being shorter and the other one being longer. If you can just take the chairman and the committee in through that in a bit more detail, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Initially, the House was suspended. The Speaker had indicated 3 minutes. And I think it ended up being 7 minutes. Then the Speaker comes back, and I indicated this yesterday. The bells are rung. The Speaker assumes her place. He remains in the House. The Speaker asks members to take their seats. And then she make.
Before you go there, in that first suspension of a few minutes, the Speaker indicates that the House is suspended for a few minutes so that the honourable members can leave and so that the House can continue with its business. I'm now referring to the Hansard at page 35, Hansard at page 35, that's bundle B right at the top. Do you see that? Will you just read that entry into the record, please?
Speaker, honourable members, we are waiting for the security to take these members out so we can continue.
And in that first suspension, did the honourable members who are charged under charge 7, for others it is charge 4 or 5, for yet the further group it is only charge 1, but for all of them the charge is the same, remaining in the House after the Speaker had suspended the House. Did the honourable members in that first period of suspension actually leave the House?
In terms of the video footage, Mr. Chairman, that I have seen, it does not appear that at that point the members left the House.
Can we then continue, please, Mr. Adonis?
Honourable members, please take your seats. Honourable members, our security is requesting us to cooperate with them in this respect. They are asking us to vacate the house in order for them to deal with this issue to assist us. We will then ring the bells again and come back to the house and proceed with our program.
Thank you, Mr. Adonis. Mr. Castle, there appears to have been, if you can just take us through it, but there was a first period of suspension for a few minutes and then the speaker speaks again. If you can just take the committee through that, please.
Mr. Chairman, there was a brief suspension, which the speaker had intended to be 3 minutes, but which ended up being longer, a little longer than that. And then speaker comes back to the house, and she addresses members that the house is reconvened, where she indicates that please take your seats. Our security is requesting us to cooperate with them in this respect. They're asking us to vacate the house in order for them to deal with this issue, to assist us. We'll then ring the bells again and come back to the house and proceed with our program.
The first period of the suspension of a few minutes, I think there was 6 or 7 minutes. Did the honorable members who face charges before this committee leave the house?
Mr. Chair, based on the video footage that I see and that I've seen, they did not leave the house.
Mr. Chairman, I'm now going to ask for Mr. Adonis to assist us with a further CD. I will describe it shortly. Thank you. If you can continue, please continue, Mr. Adonis.
Thank you.
Mr. Carter, this ought not to be controversial, but the honourable members captured in the frame there, I think there are a few obvious clues as to who they might be aligned with. The red hat, for example, is one of them, or the beret, the other being the uniform. But are you able to identify from them that those are indeed the 20 persons facing the charge of remaining in the chamber after the house had been temporarily suspended?
Mr. Chairman, I'm really trying hard to be clear in terms of their faces, but I can confirm. Maybe, Mr. Chair, let me just read the names of the members that I see, so that Honorable Kaola, I see there, Honorable Malema, Honorable Shivango, Honorable Maxine.
Sorry, yeah.
Sir,
please. You said Kaola?
Honorable Kaola, Honorable Shivango, Honorable Malema, Honorable Monsami,
there's apparently a request for a pointing out.
Yes, it's been attended to. Let us have some few minutes so that we get a response from it.
Just a break for a few minutes while we are waiting for.
Yeah, honourable members, there's a proposal for a break. Accepted. Then let's have. Can we just have 5 minutes of comfort break?
Okay, check.
Yes.
There was a new accused that was seated there. Where is she?
No, just be orderly.